is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard, and Allie Clayton could not join us today, so we are joined by a very special co-host, Heather Dean. It's a really fun ride, so sit back, relax, and come hang out with us.
Hey, y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Recording the end, sorry.
Recording in progress. Y'all, we are joined. Allie could not make it today, so we are joined by a very special guest host, writer, comedian, and very close friend, Heather Dean.
Hello. Hey, Heather. Hi, Ever. How's it going?
We're acting like we haven't been talking for the past 10 minutes. Oh, hello.
Wow, good to see you for the first time.
And to you too. And to you too.
This is fresh and new and natural.
Listeners will love it.
I reread your text today, and I thought that it was like, oh, do you want to be a special guest? And then I was like, special co-host. So, whew.
Honestly, the special guest would be going the same way. Special co-host. Yeah. Wow. We would just be shooting the shit. That's what this podcast is.
Nice. Okay.
Allie and I had a plan of like, we'll cover hot topics and queer discussion. And then it's just us hanging out.
Just being dandy.
So do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about you, or do you want me to, or?
Nerve-wracking. How about that? Yeah, nerve-wracking. Okay, why don't you say some things about me and I'll say true or false.
Okay. We met in Chicago.
True.
And we used to have an improv show called HD and EM in the AM PM.
True.
And I would say we loosely build it as a feral Kathy Lee and Hoda, but it was never really like that.
No, it was a lot more costumes than I think any of the venues that we like sold it to expect. And they were like, oh, two Tina Turners. Okay.
Yes, I forgot we did two Tina Turners.
That was the night I met my wife, actually.
Oh, that's right. Was that at the one at the attic in Andersonville? Or remember that weird, it was like, what venue was that? Studio B?
I don't know. I remember it was like an elevated platform and like people were having cocktails on like high boys, I think. And I'm not sure if they wanted comedy.
Okay. So yeah, tell the listeners about this story. We would do like celebrity people and we would dress up as the same most of the time, celebrity people, mm-hmm. celebrities, I guess. I don't have to say people.
Hall & Oates, that was one.
Hall & Oates was great. And we're performing. I'm sure there was like 13 other improv teams.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sure it started at midnight. You know, it wasn't a top billing by any means.
No.
Do you want 2 hours of being yelled at by two 20-year-olds?
Great.
Come to Studio B.
Okay, so who approached who? Oh my God, I have to take a break. I'm looking out the window.
Oh no.
And there is someone taking a jog in the drizzle.
Oh no. Okay.
It's annoying.
It's a tropical storm out there, maybe.
Maybe. Y'all, listeners, right now it's Hurricane Hillary. And all across LA County, they were like, brace yourself for heavy winds. You're going to get got. It's drizzling.
Yeah, it was like, expect the worst. I went and got sandbags yesterday. I've never done that. I grew up in Florida. Like, I think maybe two times we ever went to like an evacuation station in Florida. And in LA, yeah, they were like, you're going to lose everything. And yeah,
they really made it seem that way.
Yeah. I mean, fingers crossed. I hope it, you know, it's still on its way, but
we could still see some terror.
Anything's possible. Yeah. But I'm glad that this podcast will be on the record books, like the morning before Hillary. Level the town. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 12 a.m. in Chicago. So and you meet your wife.
Yes, you know, Ever and I, we get off, we both have, you know, costumes on. I think maybe I had a wig, who knows. I don't know if you came with us, but there were like a group of like our mutual friends and people that had come to the show to attend it. This improv show, our kind of late night comedy show. And so still dressed as 80s Tina Turner for myself, you know, went to the bar. What's like the, there was like a lesbian bar in Andersonville.
Tease.
Yeah.
It's so not there anymore. That's what I heard.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's gone.
Sorry.
Well,
history was made there.
So, you know, hopped up on comedy, you know, me and a few friends, we like roll into Tees and are just like, I'm sure hooting, hollering, howling at the moon.
Howling.
Full howl. And yes, at the time, you know, there were a couple people at the bar and there was a woman and her friend there. And, you know, me and, you know, the crew basically
you're
like.
You're rolling in with confidence.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of confidence.
Confidence just, you know, warmed up for the night. And we're like, hey, what are you guys doing? You want to hang out? And like in hindsight, like my wife now, like knowing that any sort of loudness and confrontation is like the last thing she wants to be a part of. Is that lady still jogging out there?
No. Different. Sorry. It was like a weird car slowly going by. This is a weird spot. I'm so sorry, Heather. I caught like a bunch of reflections and I got nervous. There's a lot of guns.
Oh, in the house? Your house?
Not in the house, but around the house. It's people with guns. It's people with near the mountains with guns.
Oh, for possible like mountain lions, bears.
Gorgeous.
Taurus.
Gays. Okay. Yeah. So knowing your wife, she doesn't like a lot of rambunctiousness.
No. The least, she did not. I would not approach the situation the same way. But I even think like my friends were like playing her friends like at pool and were like, if we win, you flash us. And if we win, we'll flash you. And I think we're like,
that's a normal thing in comedy. Yeah, that makes sense. I was like, yeah.
Flash for flash. All right. Yeah.
Even trade.
But yeah. So, you know, we just like, with all that confidence, I just started chatting with her and, you know, and. Oh, and her friend was still her good friend. I think because it was like she's totally, you know, heterosexual, but you know, she was at a gay bar. So my friends were like, oh, so are you single? And she was like, yes, and I'm bisexual as well. And still
ooh, playing that bisexual. Is she bisexual?
No, not at all.
That was nice of her.
That was,
I guess. Kind?
Kind? Like, why did you do that? She's like, I don't know. I didn't want to be in your space that. You know, that's the right thing to do. You know? Sacred
space tease. Mm-hmm. Okay. What was y'all's first date like?
Ooh, well, you know, so we met after I was dressed as Tina Turner and I remember we exchanged numbers. And at the time I'm like 20, maybe 21, you know, you know, fresh on that Chicago queer scene, dating, mingling.
Out there.
I am out there. I'm out there thinking I'm hot shit. Still don't know how to do my hair yet. But in hindsight, I haven't realized that. You know, that'll take me 10 years.
It takes everybody 10 years to realize that.
So we exchanged numbers and I remember like texting her the next day and be like, yo baby girl, so what's going on?
You didn't say yo baby girl, did you?
I'm 90% sure I said yo baby girl, where are we gonna go? And she was like, I'm busy. And I was like, forever? And it was like every like week for the next like 2 months, I'd be like, yo, baby girl, so you want to meet up on a rooftop or something? And she'd be like, probably not, but thank you. And then I think just eventually.
Perseverance.
She was like, okay, we can go to dinner tomorrow. And we went to dinner and we hit it off. And yeah.
Wow. Was she pleasantly surprised with you outside of Tina?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think she was worried that I was always, you know, at a 15. And I, you know, I'm always probably at a 9.
8 or 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Calm. Yeah. It's lively.
But it's not boring.
Yeah.
It's somebody has to be at 8.
Somebody's got to bring the fun, right?
And if it's not me, then who? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell
We're
you.
We're all thinking it. Yeah.
Hey, how are your gay neighbors? Sorry, your roommates.
Oh.
Your neighbors that are roommates.
Oh my. Yeah. So I live in Inglewood. I totally forgot about that. I was like, gay neighbors. And
didn't you tell me that one of your neighbors is gay?
Yeah. Okay. There's this older woman and she's like probably in her 70s or so. And I have been, you know, seeing her for, you know, 2 years now living in this complex. And she's always like really friendly, even though she's like kind of grouchy to everybody else. And, you know, and I just thought it was like, oh, because I'm night, I'll help her with her groceries. I'll help her with her laundry. She'll be like, Heather. She's in her condo and she'll be like, Heather, if I'm passing. And she'll be like, can you come over here and help me with my laundry? And I'm like, okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, meals on wheels, helping a senior kind of thing, the friendliness. And then,
meals on wheels, helping a senior kind of thing. Yeah, you know, it's meals on wheels, helping a senior kind of thing.
We've all been there. Somebody 70 plus, somehow you're carrying the milk once
everything.
A week. You know, we're doing our part for society. Yeah. Paying it forward. I'm going to be older one day.
I'm going to need help.
Yeah, exactly. I won't have any kids if I do things right. And
y'all, Heather just double crossed her fingers.
Children pass.
Not for me.
But so anyways, like a couple weeks ago, she was sitting out front waiting, you know, for a ride. And she was like, Heather, so how you doing? I was like, oh, good, Miss Connie. You know, I'm doing great. How are you? And she was like, oh, good. And how's your roommate? And she always kind of says it like that, but I'd never really looked much into it. And I was like, oh, my roommate, my wife. Yeah, she's good. And she was like, oh, and like her eyes lit up. And she was so happy. She was like, oh, I thought she was your wife. Wow. Like, you know, like I'm family, like I'm in the life. And I was like, in the life? I've never heard this phrase. And wow. She was like, yeah, she was like, I'm in the life too. Did you know that? And she was like, oh, she was like telling me about all these great parties at the complex that like they used to have in the 80s. And
damn.
She was like, you know, just other people that were in the life. And it was so much fun. And, you know, I'm so happy to have you guys in the complex now. So it was
That's
very
so
sweet.
Cute.
Yeah.
Have y'all had, I didn't get to make your last pool party, but. Does Miss Connie come to the pool parties?
Well, she yelled from her screen door at me and she literally said to my friends, you know, all the guys with their little Speedos on, she was like, y'all know I'm in the life too, right?
That's so cute. And they were like, thank you, Miss Connie.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. No joke. How are but the...
She,
oh, go ahead.
She was also telling me about her roommate. Who they dated like 25 years ago and she was like, never should have done it, but we both were going through a breakup and now I'm stuck with her.
Damn. 25 years.
So I don't think they dated. I think they hooked up 25 years ago for a couple months ago because they were both on the rebound, and now it's just a life partner she never wanted to have.
Interesting. That's rough.
So think about that before you,
when you
have your one night
hooking
stand.
Up with friends,
mm-hmm.
ish.
Yeah.
Damn.
So every time, if you have a one night stand, just think, do I want to spend 25 years with this person? If
this could
I
happen.
Let them move in.
Yeah, that's on though. Honestly, that's kind of on Miss Connie.
That's true. You have to, you have to advocate for yourself a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Are they both 70?
Yes. I believe so.
Have you met the other? Have you met her roommate?
Oh, yeah. She's great. Yeah.
Just not as great as Connie or what?
Not as great as Connie. Different. Yeah.
Okay. Different.
Yeah.
Not bad. Just different. They're different people.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
She's cool. She's one's grouchy and the other's grouchier, you know?
Oh, that's rough. Smooth.
That's the kind of house you want to live in for 25 years.
God damn. No, thank you.
That's what happens.
Absolutely
when
not.
You're stuck with the cock block for 25 years.
Oh my God. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you can't bring anybody home.
Like, here's my grouchy house roommate that I hooked up with once or twice. Oh, God damn. No. Absolutely not. How have the pickets line been? I haven't been able to join this past couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah. We can
go wherever. If we don't want to talk about this, I realize it was a sharp turn.
Hey, get us going down a path. You know,
we're here. Just
letting conversation flow. So, you know, I'm part of the WGA. We've been on strike for like over 100 days now. And it's been good like the past few weeks, because, you know, SAG is out there. You've been out there with SAG, and to have like more solidarity and support. And also like everybody's still very energized, but to have more bodies to not
it's
always feel
better.
The pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better when you go out there because the crowds are bigger and it kind of keeps you motivated. And then say, you know, if you have other life things to tend to, you're not like, oh, the producers are going to win if I can't get out there. So
that's kind of how I felt these past 2 weeks because my job ended. My job ended Friday, which I'm so grateful for.
Okay.
But it was, I would be like, okay, I got to go pick it. And then it would be like, nope, I got to go to work. But I was like, I'm going to be fucked. SAG is going to know.
Oh,
because they check people in. They're gonna be like, why aren't you picketing? And I'm going to have to be like, I'm trying.
I'm really trying. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, but also like if you can't pay your rent, then you're really going to be screwed. So
I don't.
You got to do what you
got to
do.
I mean, what an ugly thing to say to let people that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like let them loose their home.
Yeah. Just awful. Well, I feel like at least the, you know, it's been consistent that like the producer, the AMPTP, the studios, you know, they'll make some remarks that they think are going to like scare all of us and end up like making them look good. And it just seems to be backfiring. So,
yeah. So for listeners who don't know, and maybe I don't have the facts right, if you can correct me if you but basically everyone is renegotiating their contracts, and I've heard some people like in my family, they don't understand, and they're like, why you're making so much money? It's like, well, actually we're not making a lot of money, like unless you're like a mega star or a super writer, executive producer, you it's a hustle, it's hard, and we're being taken advantage of, and a lot of it is, especially now with AI, is it true that, I don't know if you know this, like they're looking to use AI to write scripts and then hire punch up writers?
I mean, I can't say like on fact that like that's what's going to happen, but it's certainly like an issue, and it's things that like word has trickled down from people who work at studios saying like, that's an idea on the table for sure of like, then we have less writers. Cause if we can just basically have AI make a sequel, why would we not do that and have somebody else come in for a week to make it sound like a human wrote it? You know, it certainly is something that could happen. And
it's terrifying. It's also like, they've already lost more money than what we've asked for.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, oh, well, we're losing this money. But still at least not gonna pay you.
Yeah, it's like you're like in this they're like in a battle when like ultimately though, it's not like the writers or the actors, nobody wants to be on strike. Like
no.
The whole goal is to work and be able to make a living, like afford your life and have something that's fair for both sides, you know? Because
yeah.
It's just like, I think the big thing, at least, you know, AI huge, you know, also a big thing from like my perspective and a lot of writers kind of on the, you know, I've had two jobs as a TV writer, but as you said, I'm not one of these top billed, you know, writers. I'm not, you know, I'm running Shondaland or anything like that. So it's very gig based of like, okay, well, I worked for 6 months and then I didn't have another gig for like a year and a half. And then I had another.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
So that's really challenging. But a lot of that is because the networks and like the studios and stuff are kind of used COVID to their advantage to limit how many writers were hired. So then it would be like, oh, well, you know, because of COVID and stuff, we're just going to have this mini room. Or, you know, four people, you can have four writers. So what was maybe 10 or 12 or even 15, you know, is like, okay, well, there's only now four jobs per show. So
it's fucked up.
Yeah. So that's part of the equation, you know, that we're kind of fighting for to have some sort of consistency or, you know, a minimum number of writers per episode and that type of thing. Cause it's hard on everybody too. Cause then
it's so stressful.
Yeah, it's so much weight and responsibility and work. It's like, you know, anybody who works in a corporate office, say they cut 50% of your office and now the 10 of you still have to do the work of 20 people. That's insane.
It's not going to work. I'm going to let you know. It's hard to work in that environment.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. What have you heard on the actor side and the SAG side?
Everybody's telling me different things. I'm hearing like, okay, it's going to end after Labor Day.
Okay.
But then I hear it's not going to end till January.
Oh my gosh.
What are you hearing?
I mean,
it honestly sounds like it feels like a bad gay breakup.
Yes. Like, well, let's just see. It's just like a slow, like
a slow trickle down. Yeah. Maybe
until
we can still
January.
Be friends.
Yeah. I guess I'm moving out. I have all my stuff. Do you want to go to brunch though? Just like one last time?
Do you think that we could, there's something here?
Yeah. The past 4 months were awful, but like last night was kind of okay. Just
kind of fun.
TV. Yeah.
Would you be interested in trying again?
Yeah. Maybe for the next 3 years or something. Just kind of letting this toxic relationship continue.
Just bubble up. Are we talking about my past relationships right now? Hang on.
This is a strike.
So you're also actively taking a home. Oh, okay. What do you, it's a home repair certification.
Yes. So I
want to get involved.
I mean, it's been so eye-opening. So it's a class to get a certification to become a certified apartment maintenance technician.
Cool.
So what I'm, you know, personally kind of wanted to do is because like my wife and I, we got like a condo a couple years ago and everything is your fault. Everything is your problem if something breaks. So, you know, and I have no skills in that department. So with the strike, I was like, well, I have time. So yeah, so I've started taking
this. Is that
class.
A screwdriver in your hand? Oh, it's a pin. I was like, okay, game prepared.
It's a lifestyle now.
Yeah. Never leave home without it.
I'm doing okay. It for 2 weeks out of an 8 week class.
What do you learn each class?
Ooh, so, you know, it's kind of like every week is supposed to have a different theme to it. So it's like, you know, exterior maintenance, like the outside of the house, curb appeal. Interior maintenance, walls, floorboards, that type of thing. Painting.
Oh, you can fix floorboards?
Maybe. Not yet.
But you're going to learn.
I'm going to learn, yeah.
I saw on your Instagram, everybody was wearing khaki pants and a blue shirt.
Yes. So
what's that about?
So really the class is kind of geared towards people who intend to do this professionally. So it's like a lot of professional development. And part of it is like maybe people who haven't had a ton of work experience or like very professional work experience. So it's like, this is the uniform. You have to wear it. Like, even if you don't want to, like, this is what we've given you and you have to get used to it. So it's kind of like, you know.
They give you the uniform?
Well, they told us what the uniform was.
And and then you got to go out and get it.
Then you have to go.
How much was this class?
Well, the class is free.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the certification that gets you, isn't it?
And it's a $10,000 certification. No, the whole thing is free. You know, this is now just a plug for the program. It's called JDS. And it's like a workforce, like a lot, you know, all writers out there, if you're on unemployment and whatnot. Basically, it's like they
I'm trying to hustle right now. I'm trying to teach a class. I'm trying to like sew things. I'm like, I gotta hustle.
Oh yeah, I love your dyke stitch too.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know you could stitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
My fingers are so callous that it's hard to type on my phone. It's not like registering.
Oh gosh, can you wear like all those?
I was thinking about getting those. Yeah, things? Probably should be doing that.
That could be helpful.
I'm butch though. I can't.
The tougher the hand,
the better the butch. So you're saying, okay, so now if you needed a job.
Yes.
In apartment management, you can be like, oh, I'm certified.
I'm certified, ready to go. Yeah, I mean, at the end, honestly, this program, I don't know if I'm the best candidate, but I really was like, I don't know, like I want to have some backup skills. Maybe I'll be like a freelance handywoman. I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. And several people are like, I'll pay you to come around my house and just, you know, entertain me and also fix some things at my house.
That's
like
cool.
A jester. I'll go around town making repairs.
A jester with a hammer. You guys look like helpful Honda people.
Oh, when I saw,
you know what I mean? They're like, here I am buying everybody's groceries. It's Honda. I was like, is
my
Heather
daughter
joining?
Couldn't go to prom. Can you help Honda? Honda set her up with
yeah, a minivan full of friends. I don't know what they
Thanks,
would do.
Honda. A minivan came to my house, got my daughter drunk. It was her prom.
It was what? Another man is running in the drizzle.
People need to get inside. You
men.
Never know when these winds pick up.
What
men.
Are you doing?
Oh, this class. I mean, I don't typically spend a lot of time surrounded by straight men, and as a queer woman,
queer woman.
And so now I am going to my class with the men's.
Masculin.
And it is very insightful into their world.
Are they like spitting a lot?
Yeah, they're all doing what is that, chew? Yeah, they've got a cherry coke bottle.
Of course it's cherry coke. The shittiest of all cokes.
So, and they're just going, so what's it like wearing a bra every day?
That's gotta suck,
like, man.
Your tits get in the way.
No.
I'm going to hammer this sheetrock up, but I don't know if you can join with those tits. What?
Excuse me, sir.
Sir, please. Leave my tits out of it.
Yeah, are you like, I can still reach the walls. It's fine.
Are you cracking some kind of code?
I think so. I'm getting in there. Well, you know, actually, like, I have been making a lot of jokes about the men. They have been, well, this is a huge statement. Men are weird, but they have been so wonderful, the whole class, because of really the professional development where we had like 2 weeks of being like, don't be an asshole to anybody. Think before you speak. Give constructive feedback. So they're like, oh, hi. Like, would you like me to help you with that? If not, that's okay. You know, or they'll be like, Heather, what do you think of this? Do you have any tips? And I don't know how to do shit in this construction world. And I'm like, yeah. Smooth out the lines.
Looks good. So one, I don't think I'm going to get asked to do it again because I wouldn't stop laughing and making fun of it. but now I wish that I was doing it because I don't have any money. But I was doing these. First of all, the way I got cast was a little rude. I went in for a commercial for gay people and non-binary people.
Okay.
And looked very gay. It's like, it was like gay beer. It was for Pride. It was like Budweiser or like Smirnoff Ice. Like okay. Something, some kind of gay. Corporate gay. Okay. Yeah. And
slap a rainbow onto it.
You get it. Make a lot of money. I had a buzz cut at the time. So I looked mega gay.
Nice.
Like super gay. And I'm leaving and this woman goes, okay, thank you. We'll be in touch. And I was like, okay. And then I got an email from her. I was like, hey, Ever, I saw you at this casting. I think you would be really great for this project I'm working on. Would you be interested? And I was like, yeah. Then I found out, you know, those like HR instructional videos.
Oh,
I'm in like 5 or 6 of those out in the wild. And like we did one in an office, one in a warehouse, one in a restaurant, one in like a doctor's office, and another one, a random one. But I remember there was one time, it's the same script, different locations.
Wow. So is it one of those like, if your non-binary coworker walks up to you, what do you do? Do you punch them in their queer face?
Do you misgender them? No, it was like that. But then it was also like, you know, I was being referred to as she, and then another coworker would be like, actually, they identify as non-binary. And I would be like, yes. And my pronouns are they, them. And the other person goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Thank you for educating me.
Well, and just as it happens in the wild.
And there was one at the restaurant where I couldn't stop laughing. And then the crew couldn't stop laughing. And everybody was just laughing because it was so, it's so dumb. And then I didn't think anybody would see it. And now I get messages.
Hey, hey, I'm at work.
Hey, I was taking my work training and I saw you in this video. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. But they had me wearing the ugliest clothes. I look dumb as hell.
Oh, no. If your unfashionable non-binary coworker walks up to you.
So one of the doctor's office, like I had to like inform a patient.
Oh.
And then inform the doctor.
Oh, wow.
It was a task.
Yes.
I was like, okay. But I used to watch those things and be like, who the fuck are, who are these people?
Yeah.
I am these people now.
You've crossed over to the other side.
God, it was bad. I didn't get asked back. I asked, I was like, hey, do you have anything coming up? And they were like, no. And I was like, oh. Shouldn't have made fun of it so hard. Shouldn't have made fun of their work.
Yeah.
I was dogging on them.
Wow. And I'm sure they were like, this is so good. This is so timely. Mm-hmm. Look at us. We're doing it.
In this economy, in this culture, climate, climate culture.
Climate change culture.
What do they say in this? I don't know what they say, to be honest. TBH. Did y'all do anything fun this weekend?
Ooh. Well, you know, we just stocked up on sandbags and, you know.
Yeah, did you have to pre-fill those?
Yeah, you know what they don't tell you? They're like, go to the fire station and you can pick up sandbags. They're not helping you. It's sand and it's 30 disgruntled Angelinos. I saw a man get, like, try to start a fight with the woman. There was, like, this, what I'm going to assume, this, like, lesbian mom and like two moms with their like three children, and you know, and they were doing it. They had a system. They were filling up their sandbags, and
smart.
The kids were helping, you know, and everybody, like, there were like 20 of us around. We were all, we're kind of waiting our turn till the sand hill, enough people had gotten their bags and left. And this guy like hops out of the car and is like, come on, you guys are going so slow, like, let me do this for you. And they were like, whoa, like, we've got it, we've got like two more bags to fill. And he was just a hothead and was like, well, look at you, you're taking all the sand. Like, you don't know what my situation is. And they were like, you don't know what our situation is.
You don't know what my situation is.
You don't know what my sand castle is like back there. I got to do repairs. Yeah. And he, like, to the point where he literally, I don't know where this man came from, like the 1950s. He should have watched your informational HR videos, because he literally said, y'all don't even have a man here to help you.
Ooh.
What?
What?
And everybody else, we were just like,
So. Your wife is like, tell them you're certified.
Show them the badge.
Show them the certificate. Wait, so are you going to have like a little wallet thing?
I hope so. I'm going to make one. I'm going to like try to use it. Yeah, to maybe get discounts at restaurants if I go to Applebee's.
Try it at Lowe's. Try it at Lowe's.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Yeah. Hey, I heard there was blah, blah, blah. Do you want to hear something bad I did this weekend?
Yes, please.
So, you know, I'm going around on Dyke Stitch. I'm trying to find like cool pieces. Unless like hats are new. And if I embroider like underwear and stuff, that will clearly be new. I'm not giving any, you know, it's nasty.
Oh, I thought I meant like new to you. You mean like nobody's
new, new. Yeah,
no,
yeah, I'll buy that new.
Has been in there.
Okay. I just need everybody to know. No crotches have been in the hats or the underwear. Crotch free
hats.
What you do with your items, that's up to you.
Hat, man, put it wherever.
Wherever you need, but
hat
leave me out
butt?
Of it.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm not here to judge.
Mm-hmm. You bought it. You bought it.
It's
your problem.
Yeah. It's your problem. So I was at the Goodwill and I found this camo shirt and I was like, yeah, this is cool as hell. I'm going to buy this. And it was $50.
At Goodwill. What?
I said, what the fuck? This ain't $50. Shirt? So I took that tag off. I'm going to let it be known.
Oh,
I took that tag off.
Bad.
And I said, and if y'all are mad at me, I don't care. Be mad at me. But I know none of y'all will go to a Goodwill and spend $50. Listeners, I'm combative.
Send me a video if your punk ass goes.
Yeah, if you're pissed off, you're like, what the fuck is this podcast?
No,
I took that
so
tag
aggressive.
Off. I hid it in the Halloween decorations because it was spooky. That price was scary. The scary ass price.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting that bad boy for $9.99.
Wow.
Wow.
Now that's a reasonable
bad.
Price to pay.
For a used bad. Shirt.
Now, morally, like, you know, especially with your Christian upbringing, like, will you think about this?
I did feel bad at first. I did. And then I was like, well, Goodwill Industries does give back. And I'm like, but that's a lot of money for a shirt.
$50. Yeah.
$50.
But they also take advantage of their labor. So
do they really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's gotten better, but like, you know, they do employ people with disability. Now I'm like anti-Goodwill. I'm not by any means.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like there's
they
a documentary.
Don't pay fair prices.
Yeah.
Or wages.
And they don't charge fair prices either. I do remember reading that. Like, I won't go to Salvation Army anymore because they're blatantly anti-gay. But there's this thing on HBO now about the telemarketing scams.
Ooh,
have you seen this?
That.
It's so good. But basically, like, this company, it was a $1 billion company. It's really fascinating. But they would call fraternal orders of police, like in different states. And they'd be like, hey, how much do you make in a fundraising year? And they'd be like, I don't know, like $200,000 to $300,000. And they're like, we'll give you six. They would like double it. They'd be like, we'll give you $600,000 to $800,000 to let us raise money on your behalf and use your name. So people were donating $25, $35, you know, like a month. They would call. And, you know, you see those stickers. It'd be like a gold foil sticker.
Oh, yeah.
And they were only giving them 3%.
What?
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why I don't. When, like, you go to a grocery store and they're like, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar? And I'm like, no.
No, where is this going? Yeah.
Where's the fuck is this going? Do you do that? Now I feel bad. Yeah. No. It's like, I don't want to donate a dollar to St. Jude so you could get the tax write-off.
Yeah.
I'll do it myself. Yeah. I'll go to a gun fraiser. Go fund me.
I'll go to a gun fraser.
I'll go to gun fraser.
Are you raising money for guns?
No.
You need to get out of that house.
But
contagious.
Altadena is gun. I'm gun now. Dude.
Well, my last job was like at a fundraising company. And it was like this startup thing that we're like, we're changing the industry of charitable giving.
I would go on that website once a week. trying to get that shit.
Yes. Yeah. And so they gave away these like, you know, dream prizes and sweepstakes, you know, and all that stuff. But I mean, I do think their ethos were good, but same thing. It was like 5% or whatever. It was a lot more money than the charities could raise on their own, but it was like 5% went to the charity and say 50% went to the number of employees it took to make this content to get the word out. So
did people actually ever, now you were saying they actually did give away those prizes.
Oh yeah, real people won. I got to go to, you know, I was the writer for like basically the outline of what we were going to do when we surprised this guy who won $1 million house.
Did he keep the million? Because yeah, there are some like homes, beautiful homes, great cars.
Yeah.
So you went to surprise him.
Yeah, I went to surprise him, you know, with the crew, with like a camera crew, and we had these giant confetti cannons. And yeah, and we just like walked up to his house and we're like, hey, guess what? You won, you know, the $1 million dream house. And he was, I mean, also, you have to kind of do some prep. You can't just show up at somebody's house. You have to send them a waiver. So like, you have to do it under the guise of like, oh, you're a top finalist. You know, so he kind of knew that something was up versus like just showing up and randomly.
I was going to ask, I was like, what's the liability on that?
Yeah. Somebody has a heart attack too.
Did he keep the house?
No, he didn't.
Would you keep the house or would you take the money?
I'd probably take the money and see if I could keep like, sometimes they'll let you keep like the furnishings and stuff.
What? And
yeah, because most of the time it's like I either have to sell that furniture off. Some of it might be rented, but they furnish an entire house for all these house like giveaways and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
I really wanted that vintage. They had a few vintage Broncos and I was like, oh God, I would love to get this. I almost called you up. You did?
Yeah, because I wrote one of the videos for this like electric. They had a vintage Bronco.
I know.
It. Ugh, it was gorgeous. It was so cool. And I got to drive around Sedona in it.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Sedona Arizona?
You've heard of it?
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. I bet it was beautiful content.
Oh my. The content was great. The backdrop,
gorgeous.
The red rocks.
Oh my God.
The power of the Bronco.
Wait, so was it just like smooth? Or did it have some like little hiccups? It clearly had some hiccups because you're like, I mean, it was in Sedona, Arizona.
It was rocky. Sedona, Arizona.
Arizona is rocky. Everybody knows Sedona, Arizona. It's rocky.
Yeah, out Sedona, Arizona. Me. It's rock. Rocky. It's hot. It's raw. The sun's beaming down.
Oh, and there's crickets are chirping.
The crocs are biting. You're trying to get in your bronchi.
And you got to make content.
Now you're trying to give away a Bronco for the kids.
And we can't. Who won that? Did you ever, was it just the one person you met?
Yeah, I think that was the one winner that I met, was the guy that won the house. Oh no, I actually met two house winners. One lady won the.
How come they get to win a house and we don't get to win a house?
It's not fair, honestly.
Honestly, like, I'm kind of upset about this right now.
But this one lady, she was so nice and she was like so appreciative and was just like, this is like life changing. Like I'm, you know, 5 years away from retirement. I didn't know, you know, what I was going to do. And like, I've been same thing as you ever, like, they were like, oh, I've been like donating, you know, when I can. And also the hopes to win, you know, one of these big prizes. And
was it LA Dream Home?
Yeah. And they won the LA Dream House.
Where was that at?
Oh, I mean, they say LA Dream House, but it was like in like Granada or something like that.
Riverside, hour and a half away.
29 Palms. LA Dream House in Chino Hills.
Actually, 29 Palms is getting pretty nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, I would love a desert home.
A desert home that's right up the bend, right up the corner.
Oh, wow.
Take me home.
A quick jaunt away. Leave this town on the weekend.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I was recently asked to do a show in Palm Springs last minute for $100. And I would have to give them a ride. I was like, I'm losing money on this. You want me to drive 2.5 hours, Friday rush hour traffic.
Wow.
For $100. Drive all the other comics up there.
Whoa.
And then I'm losing money.
Wait, and they weren't going to reimburse you for gas. The $100 would be gas.
One way for gas. That damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Bronco. It's $100 a tank, dog. I can't be playing it like this. Somebody was like, do you want to do a show in Santa Monica? And I was like, I got to weigh the pros and cons with this. Yeah. $20. That won't even get me out of the driveway. I'm out of gas.
Let me check the bus schedule.
Yeah. I'm thinking about just getting my bike ready again. That would honestly be really fun. But $100.
That's not worth
that's
it.
That's a stretch. Like, yeah. We always talk on this podcast about like encouraging people to know their worth.
Yeah.
And taking smart deals. That would not be a smart deal to do.
Not a good deal. Leave that one on the table.
Listen, if they were like, hey, listen, we got the show in Palm Springs. Come out and do it for $100. We'll give you gas money and a place to stay.
Oh,
easy.
That's
fun.
Nice. Then free vacation. Yeah.
A free a little perk. Weekend.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Cool. There.
But to turn around and have to drive back that same night?
No.
With That's comics? Insane. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
2.5 hours with strangers? I don't even like making that drive with my wife, honestly, sometimes.
Tell me about it.
It's long.
And, you know, there's parts where sometimes the radio doesn't really work well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's ugly. There's like an ugly stretch. And I'm like, fuck. This better be worth it. Yeah, I guess we got another 150 mile.
Have you seen the signs that say, like, when you're in the middle of the desert and they're like, don't pick up hitchhikers?
Yeah.
The prisons.
Yes.
The prisons.
Yes.
3 rocks away.
3 rocks just over those rocks there. It's so
we tried
funny.
To build the rocks, but they can grapple.
And there's always a hitchhiker.
Yeah. And he's like,
hey, everything's fine.
Have a car, definitely have a home somewhere else.
I'm not a prisoner. I always see somebody riding a bike on the side of the highway when I go to the desert.
Oh yeah.
Like on the shoulder of the highway. And I'm like, desert people are getting wild.
It's different out there.
It's different. And I'm from rural Texas. You're from Florida.
Yeah.
And when we say that's different, we mean it.
Yeah. Be prepared.
When's the last time you gone home?
Ooh, I went home to Florida this past January because my sister got married. She looked in December. She was like, I think I'm going to get married in January. So maybe don't come home for Christmas. And I was like, you think? What? She wasn't engaged at the time. But when there's a will, there's a way. And she did get married in January.
Was she seeing someone?
Kind of.
So she manifested a wedding.
Yeah.
She forced a wedding. Was it lovely?
It was. Yeah, it was nice. It was like, it was in a swamp, but a good swamp.
Like a classy swamp.
Like a swamp with twinkle lights, you know,
on
the moss.
Oh, yeah. So it's gorgeous. Blah, blah, blah. Has a slight smell, I'm sure. the swamp.
Yeah, the bog is the bog.
There's fireflies, so it's still cute. Oh,
so gorgeous. Yeah, so but it was beautiful. But you know, one of our the interesting things about going back to Florida is like I've been in LA, you know, I've been on the West Coast, and you just culturally you become different, mm-hmm. you know. So I ran into one of our like family friends that I haven't seen in 15 years. And one of the first things out of their mind was like, Mouse was like, oh, we took a road trip to California, but halfway there, we stopped in some state and they wouldn't let me bring my gun to dinner. Isn't that crazy?
And you're like, what?
Why did you need to bring the gun to the Outback Steakhouse? But yeah.
People love their guns. Heather, this has been, yeah. I'm not trying to cut it off. I'm like, oh, we've been chatting for a minute.
Oh,
well. Yeah. Is there anything you want to add? Where can our listeners find you?
Oh, you can find me at my house eating snacks with my wife, Audrey, and our two cats. You can find me on the Instagram, HD yeah. Comedy. I think I'm going to start a TikTok about the apartment management thing.
Now that would be cool. I would follow.
Oh, Handy Heather. Okay, I say Handy I think. Heather. I've changed my handle.
Oh, Handy Heather sounds not like a...
Oh, is it sounds hand job adjacent?
I mean, it sounds... Well, no.
Or is it good?
I think it's good. I think it could be a double entendre.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh,
I don't... We're gay. I'm nervous about the DMs I'll probably get then.
No, because I think when normal people hear handy, they're like, oh, handiwork.
Yeah. Wait, so what are you classifying yourself as if not a normal person?
Well, like a horny lesbian, I guess. Felt bad coming out of my mouth.
Horny. that was an audio thing.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Our podcast editor will fix that. Well, thank you so much for hanging out today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now, y'all gay.
That's it. Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'allgay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'allgay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'allgay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.